Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Hilchos Tefillin. We're learning Klal Yudalad. And I would like to add a few more points from Siman Tesvav before we go to Siman Tesayin. So we mentioned yesterday the Isur of Hesed Hadas. We mentioned the idea of Mishmush. The Shulchan Aruch does say that when a person does Mishmush, which again is not limited during when we mention it in Shema, but any time a person pauses and he realizes he's wearing Tefillin, person should do so during tefillah. It's not the same level of need, but a person is having a conversation after davening, and he's not makbid like some are to not talk the Rebbe Talim when he's wearing tefillah, because halachically you're allowed to talk when you're wearing tefillah, but he has to have awareness that he's wearing tefillah. So during that conversation, he should make sure that he's going to touch his shalyad and his shalrosh as a reminder that he's wearing tefillah. So the halacha is you touch the shalyad first, because as your hand is hanging down, as it goes up, it's going to come near the shalyad before it gets to the shalrosh. So based on the rule of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, you're not supposed to pass by the opportunity to do a mitzvah. And that applies to Mishmush as well. We consider that halachically a form of a mitzvah. So you should do the mitzvah of Mishmush on the shalyad before the shalrosh. If a person's hand was raised, and his hand was closer to the shalrosh, so he would touch the shalrosh and then touch the shalyad. That's one point. Second point, I want to share with you the Yisoid Bashar Shavoido. He says when a person is doing mishmash, it's not enough just to do the mishmash. The point is that it's supposed to act as a reminder that you're wearing tefillin. So the Yisoid Bashar Shavoido, a tremendous sefer of Avodah from one of the greatest Balei Avodah which we have recorded in the last 200 years. He says a person should think the following: Shatilin hang li lois. Tefillin for me are a sign. Shekibalti alai, that I have accepted the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Miyuchad Shotzionu Mitzrayim. That Bereshit is one and unique, and He is the one who's taken us out of Mitzrayim. I also want to share with you the language of the Erzeruah, which the Bir Halacha brings in Siman Mem Dalad, in the Ramaskal Yoshein. So he says that a person needs to wear the tefillin, to remember that when he's wearing the tefillin, he has to remember that the tefillin are on him, and he should not be Mesiach Das. Because if a person is going to remember that he's carrying upon himself Hashem's glorious name, and above lidei kalas rosh, he's not going to become frivolous. He's going to take hold of Yir Shamayim into his heart, and that's why basically there are zeruos that a person is davening, not even during Shemone Esrei, but the other parts of davening as well, since obviously that at that point in time the person is taking in Yiras Shemayim through the tefillah that he's saying, so the person does not need to do mishmush. So then that's the point of the Bir Halacha, that if a person is b'shas, he's learning or he is davening and he's focused, it's not called Hesed Hadas. The Mishavur then discusses if the purpose of tefillin is to remind us not to get involved in the Havler El Mazel, the insignificant this world pleasures and desires of this world. So a person would be sleeping, there would not be a problem of Hesed Hadas. He's not actively thinking about tefillin, so according to the Shagas Aryeh, that would be a problem. But Arpsak is not like that. As long as he's not thinking something negative, no person is sleeping, he's not doing so. Even so, the halacha is that a person cannot sleep when he's wearing tefillin. We have other concerns besides Hesed Hadas, which doesn't apply when a person is sleeping, but there are other concerns which do apply, and therefore a person is not allowed to sleep when he's wearing tefillin, except for what's known as Shinas HaRoy. The Shinas HaRoy, he has to do it in such a way that he's sleeping in an uncomfortable way, putting his head between his knees and letting himself fall asleep in that situation. We know the person will not fall into a deep slumber, and he will wake shortly thereafter, and that's why that is considered permitted. The Bala Kabbalah do seem to support the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh that we want the person to have awareness of the fact that he's wearing tefillin all the time, and we worry about Hesech Hadas. There's an active need to be aware, as opposed to that if you are passive, it's not a problem. It's only if you're actively getting involved in something else. But according to the Shagas Aryeh, you must actively be aware that you're wearing tefillin, and then you have fulfilled the halacha, the requirement of Hesech Hadas. Have a good day.